My dear sisters and brothers in Christ, my name is Father John Lansrath, a priest of the Diocese of Wichita, and it is a great privilege to be with you here at the Cathedral of Our Lady of Guadalupe. I wish to thank Father Ted for inviting me to be here this weekend. As you know, this second Sunday of Advent leads us ever closer to the celebration of Christmas. And in our secular world, preparing for the celebration of Christmas is purchasing gifts. And while this is all well and good to purchase gifts for those whom we love, we must also remember that on the gift list should be the one whose birthday we are preparing to celebrate. Namely, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, becoming one like us in all things but sin. But honestly, do we recognize in our own lives that we are to give a gift to the newborn King? And what would be an appropriate gift to give to Jesus? A suggestion. God gives us the gift of life. And God gives us the gift of His own life in the gift of His Son. And the gift of God's life is love. As we read in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16, God is love. And he who abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. Therefore, my sisters and brothers, the greatest gift that each one of us can give to the newborn King at Christmas is the gift of our very life. For when we share the gift of life that God has given us, then we enter into an exchange of gifts. And today, my sisters and brothers, at this Mass, we celebrate a holy exchange of gifts. Every Mass, there is this exchange that occurs between God and us. And this exchange of gifts begins in just a few moments at this Mass today. We call it the preparation of gifts. It is at that time in which the ushers begin that solemn rite of passing around the basket. Now, some of you may immediately start thinking, oh, this is why I am here to speak about money. No, my sisters and brothers. I am here to speak about life, the life of our God, a life that is love itself. When, in fact, the gifts are brought forward to the altar today, what is the giving of the gifts? What gifts will be brought forward? The gift of bread? The gift of wine? The gift of your treasure? But there's one other gift. And what is that gift that is being brought forward to the altar today? Anyone? I'm sorry? Someone said it. Exactly. Now, my brother, thank you for sharing that. I am sure that everyone here knew that, but in case you did not hear, you are called to give the gift of yourself. Sadly, at times in the Mass, this time is like the spectator session. We finish the liturgy of the word and we haven't yet started the liturgy of the Eucharist, so you sit down and you're waiting. My brothers and sisters, this is when God is calling you to give yourself as part of that sacrifice. The gift of the money is representative of what the early church did. Instead of using money, if in fact you were a farmer, what would you give? Grain. And that grain would be given to the apostles, and the apostles in the early church would then distribute it to those who were in need. If I was a tent maker, like St. Paul, then you would give a tent, and the tent would be given to the apostles, and the apostles would give that tent to someone who had none. It is the sharing and exchange of gifts. But today, we do not bring forward the actual work of our hands. We bring forward and share the gift of money, which is an expression of the gift of our work. But more than the money, when that basket comes around today, I ask you to think of placing yourself in the basket, because you are part of the sacrifice that is then being brought forward to this altar. Our Bishop Jakels in Wichita says, when that basket goes by, place your hand in the basket and you say to yourself, if I had something to give, Lord, I would, and when I have something to give, I will. Now, sometimes it makes the ushers a little nervous when they see a hand going into the basket and nothing being put in. But you are called to put forward yourself. Every Mass is, in fact, this exchange, because God has given us the gift of life, which is His love, and therefore we return to the gift of God, the gift of our life. The gifts are then brought forward to the altar. And it is at this altar the sacrifice occurs. The gift of bread and the gift of wine and the gift of ourselves. And that beautiful prayer is said, again, exchange of gifts. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this bread to offer, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life. And we respond, blessed be God forever. What is the exchange of gifts? God, in His love, has given us the gift of wheat. We, with our human hands, receive the gift of wheat, and we mill it into flour and bake it into bread. Then we take the bread and we offer it back to God in a holy exchange of gifts. And at the consecration of the Mass, God will take that bread and transubstantiate it, literally beyond itself, to become the bread of life, the body of Jesus. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have this wine to offer, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. The fruit of the grape is a gift from God. We, with human hands, then take that grape and make it into wine. Then we offer that gift back to God. And at the consecration, God then will take that gift and transform it to become the blood of Christ. This is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you and for all, so that
sins may be forgiven.
Did you hear that today in the gospel when John the Baptist comes preaching what? Forgiveness of sin. Because if in fact Christ had not died, then we would never have the opportunity to share in the gift of eternal life. Sin separates us from God, but God does not want us to be separated from Him, because He loves us and He created us in His image, and His image is love itself. Therefore, God so loved us that He sent us His Son, and in the mystery of the Incarnation that we celebrate at Christmas, hold on tightly to the Lord. In the gift of the Incarnation, incarnate, God becomes flesh. Carne, flesh. The covenant was established by the shedding of His blood. The cross is the altar of the sacrifice. That blood is now made present at the altar today. And Christ comes today in mystery. As you know, the word advenio, advent, in Latin means to come to. And Christ comes to us in three ways. Christ comes to us in history 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. Christ comes to us today in mystery, the mystery of what happens at this altar. Christ comes to us today in the gift of the Eucharist, a holy communion, a common holy union when God comes to us and then God enters us in holy communion. Christ coming in history, Christ coming in mystery, and the third coming is the coming of Christ in majesty. That second coming, a day, an hour that we do not know, but Christ will come again. Christ in history, Christ in mystery, Christ in majesty. Christ could not have risen from the dead if he had first not died. Christ could not have died if he had first not lived. Christ could not have lived if he had first not been born. And Christ could not have been born if Mary had not said yes. This mystery, my sisters and brothers, is the greatest gift. And today, when we come forward to receive Holy Communion, we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, not to hoard the gift, but now to share it. And at the end of Mass, you hear these words: the Mass is ended. Go in peace to what? Love and to serve the Lord. We are called to bring the love of Christ to the world out there, often to people who are looking for meaning in life, who lack love, who fail to see that the greatest gift we give is love. And we give love by giving life. And we sacrifice and die to self so that we might imitate Christ by dying to self so as to live in him, with him, and through him. What a great gift. Are you willing to bring the gift of your life to this altar today? Are you willing to present the gift of who you are with your sin, but with your goodness, to the altar of sacrifice? This is a gift that cannot be bought at Dillard's or Walmart or pennies, or online. This gift, my sisters and brothers, is the gift of life. And the life is love. And for we who abide in love, we abide in God, and God abides in us. May our eyes be open today to see this great sacrifice as we prepare the gifts, present the gifts, receive the gifts in love of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O come, Emmanuel. God is with us. Amen.